the tears turned to dust, and I just knew my eyes were drying up forever. I finished crying in the instant that you left, and I can't remember where or when or how. And I banished every memory you and I had ever made. But when you touch me like this, and you hold me like that, I just have to admit that it's all coming back to me. When I touch you like this, and I hold you like that, it's so hard to believe, but it's all coming back to me. It's all coming back, it's all coming back to me now. There were moments of gold, and there were flashes of light. There were things I could never do again, but then they'd always seem to rise.
Today's best variety.
Turn up the awesome music. I'm listening to it all.
with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot, hot damn. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot, hot damn. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk.
I didn't feel it when the earthquake happened, but it really got me thinking. Were you out drinking? Were you in the living room chilling, watching television? It's been a year now. Think I figured out how to let you go and let communication die out. I know, you know, we know you weren't down for forever and it's fine. I know, you know, we weren't meant for each other and it's fine. But if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over and you'd stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? The sky'd be falling and I'd hold you tight. And there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? Right? If the world was ending, you would come over, right? Right.
I tried to imagine your reaction. It didn't scare me when the earthquake happened, but it really got me thinking. The night we went drinking, stumbled in the house and didn't make it past the kitchen. Oh, it's been a year now. I think I figured out how to think about you without it ripping my heart out. And I know you. Fine. I know, you know, we weren't meant for each other and it's fine.
But if the world was ending, you come over, right? You come over and you say the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you come over, right? Sky be falling while I hold you tight. No, there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you come over, right?
You come over, right? You come over, you come over, you come over, right?
I know, you know, we know, you went down for forever and it's fine. I know, you know, we know, we weren't meant for each other and it's fine.
But if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over and you'd say goodnight. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? The sky be falling while I hold you tight. No, there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, come over, right? You come over, you come over, you come over, right? If the world was ending, you come over, right?
Don't miss the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10.
Move 103.5.
Are you ready for a shocking confession from an Uber Eats driver? Before I tell you this shocking confession from an Uber Eats driver, I do want to remind you of another shocking confession, one that Nat made on the show a couple of weeks back.
What?
It was National Servers Day.
Oh, yeah.
And Nat confessed to, as you know, her in her former life as a server, she herself made a shocking confession about French fries.
I worked at a place that was a hotel and a restaurant. And so one of my duties was to run food up for room service.
Oh my God. Okay.
And if there were, I always got so excited if somebody ordered fries because in the elevator on the way up is where you would eat the fries.
So Nat's shocking confession, as a server, she used to sneak fries off customers' plates.
Yes. Okay. I did. Yeah. I did. I'll say sorry. I can, like, if anybody knows if I took their fries, I'm sorry. But I was 18 years old.
So I want you to keep that in mind as I share the shocking confession from an Uber Eats driver named Tom.
Okay.
Tom, in a piece about food delivery drivers for the Sun newspaper in the UK, admits that if that bag is not stapled or taped shut.
I think I know where this is going.
He will sometimes sneak a fry or even a chicken finger.
Oh!
Out of the bag.
Wow, that's bold. The chicken finger's so bold.
Chicken finger's pretty bold. Chicken finger's really bold, especially if it was late. You ordered
it's
like
this. I don't know.
Two show up. Yeah. Two show up. So definitely fries, but he says he has gone the chicken finger route in the past as well.
Okay.
So now I ask you, how do you feel about this shocking Uber Eats? Aaron, how do you feel about this shocking confession? For what? Not saying that this is widespread. We have no idea. But this is one Uber Eats driver who said, oh, yeah, I've taken food.
I'm not surprised.
You're not surprised.
At all.
How do you feel? Do you think what he does is morally bankrupt? terrible behavior?
No, I actually don't.
Oh,
but
interesting.
No, like whatever. But I just, for me, no, like a fry. But for me, honestly, that is one of the barriers for me from ordering delivery food.
Because you don't usually do the delivery app
thing.
No.
Never.
Somebody on the show does it quite a bit.
Yes.
You know, like once, twice, three times a week kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nat, how do you feel with the knowledge that there's at least one Uber Eats driver out there, maybe more?
Yeah.
That will occasionally reach in
and
have a bite.
What do you want me to say? It's a good question.
I get it.
You're cool with it.
The thing is, if they were my fries, I'd be like upset, but I'm not like grossed out by it. Like it's not a germ thing. It's just more like, how many fries were there? Was it a large order of fries? This person taking, like, am I going to notice that there's going to be an absence of, like, all of a sudden it feels like I don't get very many fries.
One or two fries is okay, not a handful.
Don't want to encourage it because I'd like to think that now as a grown person, I'd like to think I wouldn't do it if I was in the same situation now that I was when I was 18. But I don't know for sure that I wouldn't do it.
Fries are a pretty tempting.
They really
are. Pretty tempting food.
Catch the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5. Should be friends. Move Radio.
More music, more variety.
Next.
Right now, Bell Blue Dot Days are on. That means the offers are hot, hot, hot at Bell. And these aren't just any Blue Dot Days. They're the first, the premiere, the debut, the start of something grand. So hurry in and get in on the great offers.
Introducing Bell Blue Dot Days. Get over $1,000 off amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Switch to Canada's fastest 5G Plus network today. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/bluedotdays for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
One night, one city, one live stream you don't want to miss. Khalid, headlines, Billboard Canada The Stage at North by Northeast, June 12th.
Khalid!
Can we just...
Presented by iHeartRadio. With performances by rising star Akila and more. And iHeartRadio is streaming it live from Toronto.
What's up, guys? It's Khalid.
Show me where you love it.
Watch on the iHeartRadio CA YouTube channel. It's free, exclusive, and it's only from iHeartRadio.
What did you do?
I saved her.
Crave is the exclusive home of HBO's biggest series, The Last of Us.
I'm your back. You're mine.
Stream all episodes of the Emmy-winning hit critics call breathtaking, shattering, and a masterpiece.
By the time the sun comes up tomorrow, you'll be dead.
The Last of Us, an HBO original. All episodes stream now, only on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
A star-studded field of golfers.
Rory McIlroy on fire.
Led by our nation's best.
Oh, Canada!
Contend for the Canadian crown.
Goodness.
The RBC Canadian Open, June 5th to the 8th on TSN and TSN Plus.
Only Monday to Friday? No way. My customers want their orders fast. And when my customers are happy, I'm happy. And with Saturday residential deliveries at no extra cost with UPS, everyone's 2 days happier. Give them what they want, 2 days earlier with UPS Standard on Saturday.
The best price on wine in the province, and soon. Spain's Belgrove Trio, exclusively at Everything Wine for just $6.99 each. Your choice, the juicy Shiraz, light Chardonnay, or crisp Rosé. But hurry, the countdown to summer sale ends soon. It's your last chance to stock up on Spain's Belgrove for just $6.99 each. Only at Everything Wine, the Lower Mainland's best place to shop and save on wine, beer, and spirits. Shop in-store or online. Start at everythingwine.ca.
Satisfy your musical theater cravings with Waitress. June 12th to August 3rd at the Stanley Industrial Alliance stage. Join the colorful characters of a small town diner as they cheer on waitress and expert pie maker Jenna in her pursuit of her dreams of a better life. With a delectable score by Grammy Award winner Sarah Bareilles, this energetic and emotional musical is a treat for the ears and soul. Get tickets from $39 at artsclub.com. Waitress. That's artsclub.com.
All right, team, looking great out there. We're following the posted speed limit just how we like it. We're putting our phones away before we drive.
Smart move.
We're leaving space for cyclists. Now let's keep at it and stay safe.
Road safety takes teamwork. That's why ICBC is working together with all British Columbians to help make our roads safer. Because when we use our roads safely, we all win.
Safety takes everyone.
A message from ICBC.
Our son attended great public schools. He had amazing teachers, but he just never felt comfortable, and he struggled. That's when a counselor suggested Purpose Secondary, and what a change. Now he actually looks forward to going to school.
With small class sizes and a supportive, caring learning environment, Purpose Secondary ensures students feel physically and emotionally safe to help them succeed. Purpose Secondary is independent with no tuition fees, but space fills up fast. To find out how to book a tour or register, visit PurposeSecondary.org.
Jumpstart your summer with Wendy's Delicious Drinks. Enjoy a small iced coffee, Frosty Chino, or Frosty Fizz for only $1.99. But hurry, get your $1.99 small drink at participating Wendy's. Only available until June 29th. Taxes extra.
Announcing the retirement sale at Creative Goldsmiths in Langley. After 53 years and three generations, they are just days away from closing their doors forever. This is it. See them today and pay just 51 cents on the dollar or less on all beautiful in-stock jewelry. Every single item must go. Hurry in for best selection.
Time is running out. Every piece is just 51 cents on the dollar. The retirement sale on now at Creative Goldsmiths on the bypass in Langley.
Walmart has thousands of Canadian-made items, all at everyday low prices, like Purex bathroom tissue 30 equals 62 rolls or Ultralux 20 equals 60 rolls, both for the low price of only $15.97 each. Shop more low prices on Canadian-made items at Walmart.
Today's best variety.
Move 103.5.
Our love can't go to waste. One look from you is all it takes. My lips on yours, no better taste. Let's not throw it away. Baby, I'm on it. If you really want it, I'll give you everything I got. I knew when I saw it, how you caught me falling. It's even better than I thought. Your hands on mine till it's over.
Stand by me. before.
Never felt
yes, I swear, it's a truth, and I hope it.
Is wedding season.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today.
Let's talk about marriage.
Beautiful.
Let's talk about weddings. Let's talk about like the craziest thing that you saw at the at a wedding. Weirdest thing, just like unusual. The thing that you still talk about maybe years later because it was that unhinged. I saw this thread and I just thought, I found it was so funny. Like just these stories. And like I have a few, like there was nothing that was like so crazy in my life, but this story here, somebody wrote in that they were at a Mormon church and for some reason Mormon churches have indoor basketball courts in them. And half the court was a wedding reception and the other half was a pickup basketball game that was being played.
Fantastic.
Wow. By a bunch of strangers who wouldn't leave. And the ball hit the food table.
Excellent.
Several times.
Oh. And that's such a big, heavy ball.
It is. Yeah. And the thud, right? Yeah. The echo off a gym floor.
No.
604-280-1035, or you can text 103535. Because it is the kickoff to wedding season, what is something that still sticks with you that you saw at a wedding?
I was a wedding DJ for a couple of years, so I saw none of the weddings that I went to as an invited guest were particularly bizarre or got really weird, but as a wedding DJ, you're seeing all kinds of stuff. You know, fights breaking out, arguments. There was my all-time favorite, of course, at the Owen Sound Legion. Small town of about 20,000 people in Ontario, right at the base of Georgian Bay, the Owen Sound Legion. There was the night where a couple got married, an extreme height difference between the bride and the groom. The groom had his hands on her rear end. She had her hands on a drink and a smoke, like literally didn't have either arm around her husband. There was a smoke in one hand and a drink in the other.
Well, sorry, with the size difference,
he was a lot taller than she was.
Okay.
So he was really bending down to get a handful of her rear end. And she really couldn't have been less interested with the drink and the smoke in her hand. And literally, it's not even a joke. Their wedding song was Beauty and the Beast, the Celine Dion, Peabo Bryson song, the Disney song. I often wonder about that couple. Like, whatever happened to them?
Are they still
like,
together?
What a memorable start their marriage got off to. I wonder what happened with them.
Well, it is so funny that you mentioned that you were, were a wedding DJ. We got this message from Carrie who said that the wedding that she remembers mostly is a DJ that lost his crap at a wedding. So he lost his crap when a friend danced a bit too hard and skipped his CD. So he ripped it out and threw it across the floor and stormed off yelling, "That's it, I'm done.
I'm out of here."
Was that you, Drew?
No.
Was that you?
No, I was
not
me.
Did you ever storm off at somebody's wedding?
No, I was not that emotionally invested.
What is something that sticks out for you? Like, maybe it's a wedding that you went to years ago, but you still remember it because of something that happened, because it's wedding season. 604-280-1035. You can text 103535.
Catch the Nat and Drew Show, weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and
up in the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. Got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. The speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. You still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So fast, I feel like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice. Feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Today's best variety.
Love the feel-good variety.
Move 103.5.
Check it. Girl, you know I've been watching you all night long. I know you got your own thing going on. I can't help but think about what's on your mind. Wanna know what it would take to get inside. Yeah. Got the whole spot wondering about who you are. Have your pick, but I'm the one you want. So I'm about to make my way down to the floor. Cause I don't think I can hold it back no more. Cause you're just fine, going hypnotizing, head down to your toes. Bring your hands going down your back, watch that body go. It's electric, 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 electric. You're so electric. You're looking so fine and I bet that you know, you know. Girl, girl, girl.
watch that body go. It's electric, 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 electric. You're so electric, 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 electric.
It's enjoyable and fun. Good variety of music, fun morning show, great contests.
Today's best variety. Move 103.5.
We're celebrating Father's Day with Dad's Week during the 7:35 play of the $1,000 Minute. In addition to whatever you win playing the game, you'll get some awesome bonus prizes like a mug, socks, and a tie. Ah, nothing but the best for Dad. It starts at 7:35 Monday on Move.
My life in this sweet surrender.
Let's talk about just the thing that you saw at a wedding that you'd still, is still with you maybe years later. We got a message here from someone at 103.5 saying the bride wanted her cat at the wedding and the groom and the best man brought the uncaged cat into the car and went through the car wash right before the wedding. So the cat freaked and scratched up the groom's face and then peed all over the best man's tux an hour before the wedding.
Oh.
Guess what it smelled like?
Okay, I get it's a weird choice maybe to bring the cat there, although it's not uncommon for people to have their pets at the wedding.
Sure.
Why are you going to the car wash on your way to the wedding?
Does it seem... Why? I guess you wanted your car to be shiny. I don't know.
That could have been a day before thing.
Yeah.
No, not on the way to the church. That's not when you go through the touchless car wash.
You wouldn't think so.
No.
You would think that, and also never, not like with a cat that's not ever experienced a car wash.
Being in a car wash. What's going on?
Yes.
Leslie, crazy, most memorable thing you remember happening at a wedding.
It was my cousin's wedding, and he was getting married, and at the reception, he was actually found in the bathroom with the maid of honor taking her honor.
Hello.
And apparently they had been having an affair prior to the wedding day for quite a few months. So at the wedding, the bride's brother found out about the groom with the maid of honor, and then they had a big fist fight, and then my other cousin, who was 9 months pregnant, got in on the fist fight as well, too.
Are you in touch with that side of the family much?
Not a lot. Not a lot. It was my dad's side. They were very, like, they're quite rambunctious people, let's just say. And the bride and groom are no longer married. It was, you know.
Yeah, we know. I think...
I figured it was going to go that way.
When it starts that way, it's hard to kind of recover. Leslie, thanks for the call.
What is something that you saw at a wedding that just sticks with you? It is the start of wedding season. 604-280-1035 or text 103535. Caroline in Mission said the wedding she was at, the mother-in-law of the bride was so drunk that she grabbed the bride's breastises and jiggled them up and down in front of everybody. It was very awkward. And I'm not sure, like, how do you come back from that? How do you, like, remember last night at your wedding? What was I thinking?
Oh, we're family. It's
we're family.
Okay.
That doesn't feel
No, it actually makes it weirder.
It's just, oh,
wow.
That's really hard. That's a, okay.
Cheryl, you are a marriage commissioner. You must have seen all kinds of things.
There's been some interesting weddings over the years, but I've been doing this for about 5. I married a couple last year, I think it was. And I was just doing the legal aspect of it because they had a different officiant that they wanted to do the actual ceremony with everybody around. Because I did the legal part of it just before, I stuck around. And their first date had been going to go to see Avenue Q.
Avenue Q, that's a stage show using puppets.
So they actually had a puppet do the officiating of the ceremony.
Oh my God.
I'm not sure. I'm like, I don't know. I don't.
It's beautiful.
I think it's amazing. Like, was the puppet was the puppet good at its job?
He was pretty good, actually.
Don't miss the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes autopay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
A star-studded field of golfers.
Rory McIlroy on fire.
Led by our nation's best.
Oh, Canada.
Contend for the Canadian crown.
Oh, my goodness.
The RBC Canadian Open. June 5th to the 8th on TSN and TSN Plus.
This Pride season, celebrate with the station that's as bold, vibrant, and diverse as you are. iHeart Pride Canada. From dance anthems to pop icons.
Let's celebrate diversity and love.
And hits from 2SLGBTQ+ Canadian artists.
Be yourself and stand proud.
It's your soundtrack for Pride and beyond. Just ask your smart speaker to play iHeart Pride Canada. Stream us on your phone or listen now at iHeartRadio.ca. Happy Pride from iHeart Pride Canada.
What's that sound?
It's the sound of money being sucked out of our home. Time to upgrade our windows, doors, and insulation.
That sounds expensive.
What's expensive is paying for heating and cooling that just leaks outside. With high-efficiency upgrades, we'll use less energy, which could help reduce overall greenhouse gas emissions. Plus, we'll save money with FortisBC's rebates.
Rebates. Did you hear that?
Visit FortisBC.com/rebates to discover all our go-ahead
rebates
to help conserve energy in your home. Energy for a better BC.
Hey, it's Nat Hunter. All right, so you're thinking about selling your car, but you don't want to deal with a bunch of messages from strangers who constantly ask, is this still for sale? And then may or may not show up? You could take it to a dealership, but you might not get what you want. There is another option, and it's called Clutch.ca. They'll give you a solid offer right away, no games. And the best part, they pick up the car from your house, and you get paid on the spot. Turns out they're one of the fastest growing companies in Canada, too. So go to Clutch.ca and see what your car's worth today.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, get up to 20% off almost everything. Hurry, it's for a limited time only. Speak to a sleep expert for details, only at Sleep Country. Proudly Canadian for over 30 years.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yeah, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought,
I might not be the right person to tell you.
Oh, you're not? No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask her it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know, with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
Callum, Sarah, I heard you had something for me.
You're going to like it.
Everyone is going to like it.
Okay, what is it?
You know how we get engagement ring prototypes from all the top designers?
Yes, but that's not new.
Let her finish.
But it is new. We have 8 exciting new engagement rings.
Plus 2 that are super exciting.
We call it the Top 10 Collection.
Are they elegant?
Extremely elegant.
Dazzling?
Delightfully dazzling.
Affordable?
Amazingly affordable.
8 exciting engagement rings?
Yes, plus 2 that are super exciting.
Michael, come and take a look at the Spence Top 10.
You really want to see the Spence Top 10.
Do you know who should come and see them?
Who?
Everyone who is in love.
It is good to be in love.
Extremely elegant, delightfully dazzling,
and amazingly affordable.
I love this place.
I love this place too.
That makes 3 of us.
Spence. Woo! In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
CHQM FM Vancouver.
An iHeart radio station.
Home of the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings 5:30 to 10. Today's best variety. Move 1035.
Let's go.
Yeah.